Kamala Harris, Joe Biden will dismantle racial injustice. By Hannah Blow on August 19, 2020. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, made a series of grandiose vows during Wednesday evening's Democratic National Convention speech, declaring that Joe Biden, D, will dismantle racial injustice if he secures the White House in November. "Right now, we have a president who turns our tragedies into political weapons. Joe will be a president who turns our challenges into purpose. He will bring us together to build an economy that doesn't leave anyone behind," Harris said. The California lawmaker, who rounds out Biden's presidential ticket, promised that the former vice president will end this pandemic and make sure we're prepared for the next one. Additionally, she vowed that he will effectively dismantle racial injustice, although she did not explain how he would do so, specifically. "Joe will bring us together to squarely face and dismantle racial injustice, furthering the work of generations," she said. Harris's promise follows months of civil unrest, sparked by the May 25 death of George Floyd. Many of the widespread protests have descended into chaos, dominated by looting, violence, and vandalism, particularly in Democrat-run cities such as Portland and Chicago. The vice presidential hopeful's message coincides with the unsaid theme on full display during Monday night's convention lineup as Democrats continually harped on divisive racial justice talking points, despite the Democrat Party's purported unity theme. Failed presidential primary challenger Beto O'Rourke, D, took his party's divisive rhetoric up a notch during the first night of the virtual convention, describing President Trump as the most destructive, hateful, racist president in the history of this country, who is literally tearing apart the fabric of the United States of America. That same night, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, expressed confidence in Biden's ability to unite the nation while falsely accusing Trump of coddling white nationalists. "Joe Biden will end the hate and division Trump has created," Sanders said. "He will stop the demonization of immigrants, the coddling of white nationalists, the racist dog whistling, the religious bigotry, and the ugly attacks on women." During her Monday night speech, former First Lady Michelle Obama claimed that America's children are witnessing our leaders labeling fellow citizens enemies of the state while emboldening torch-bearing white supremacists. None specifically explained how Biden will effectively, according to his running mate, dismantle racial injustice should he take the presidency.